We've been having a blast this morning. Serenity Community of Serenity, and we are just off of Piney Grove Rawls Road, which is just off 401. And we're just south of Fuquay Varina. I don't know if are we in the city limits, Catherine, of Fuquay Varina, or we're just on the edge of it.
We are on the edge. We are in the county, Harnett County.
In Harnett County, just across the line in Harnett County, and. The address is
32 Retreat.
32 Retreat
Drive.
Yeah, 32 Retreat Drive. So put that in your GPS. 32 Retreat, Retreat Drive. Fuquay Varina is the address, but we are not actually in the city limits.
So you have County, water, and sewer.
Yeah,
I was redundant there.
That's what we.
And,
this is not just 55 plus community.
It is not. No, the entire community is called Serenity.
Okay.
And we have 1,250 lots all together at this point. And then we also have a division called Altus at Serenity by Tri Point Homes. They will have about 425 lots. They're building seven model homes.
Great.
Yeah, that will be ready soon, and they will start their sales probably the end of May.
Because we saw the 55 plus, and then we started seeing kids walk by.
Yes.
And younger people, younger than 55, I would think.
We have every age group in Serenity.
Nice.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Nice. All right.
Young families want their parents to move here. We see it all.
So then the parents can move in the back part.
Yes.
So does this pool serve as the pool and clubhouse for the whole development?
Altus at Serenity will have their own clubhouse, pool, and lifestyle director, and pickleball courts.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking that was because I saw the lift out by the pool, which is really a great thing. My son's handicapped, so... that's something very important
Absolutely.
To me, and I see that. That was like the first thing I saw, and Harrison and I were talking about that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's a really nice plus to have something like that.
Yes, thank you, yes.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of things going on today. You want people to come out and enjoy this, and what do you have taking place today? There are a lot of different things.
Yes.
Well, many to count.
The trolley will be taking people to our different builder models.
Rufus, would you like to ride on the trolley?
Oh, amen.
Okay, good.
We have Dries Homes, we have David Weekly Homes, and we have ICG. We also have the St. Jude Home here, Dream Home Giveaway in Serenity. The St. Jude group came
in. You're giving away a home?
Yes, we are.
For St. Jude.
Right. How much are the tickets?
$100.
Whoa.
They will be selling 12,500 tickets. The home's value is at about $865.
Rufus is usually has a roll.
How many tickets can you buy?
You can buy up to 50.
Uh-oh, Harrison's.
Yes. So just go on stjude.org, and then you plug in Raleigh. It's the Raleigh area home, and then you can make your donation there.
How wonderful.
Oh, you don't take donations here?
I do not.
Oh, okay. She
well,
I'm buying a ticket, though, a raffle ticket.
Oh.
Go on to stjude.org And
oh, we have to do
that. Oh, I can't do it here.
No, sir.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Save me $100.
We'll do that later. We'll get Cheryl,
your
assistant, to do that.
But yes, they chose Serenity for their home. We are thrilled.
Oh. Well, that's great.
Well, I hope a lot of people choose Serenity for their home.
Yes,
well,
we do.
The name St. Jude's implies children of some kind.
It does, indeed.
Mostly disabled kids.
Well, the children's hospital, and, you know, they provide homes for people to stay in while they're children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a that's wonderful, great. Wonderful. And if you don't win, you've made a generous donation.
It should make you feel
that's
good.
That's right.
Anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah. So you have the trolley, and you have the kids are going to be able to do a lot of things. You've got some lawn care, floral, all gardening demonstrations going on today.
Children, all age groups. And we have the chalk art area over here for the kiddos to just kind of spend time drawing on the sidewalks. And then we'll have face painting, balloon twisting.
Nice.
Yeah, you're talking down
yeah. Well, which part of it? Would you like to draw something on the parking lot, Rufus?
I want one of those bubble things that your artist is doing out there.
You could lay in the bubble and our
can't lay down on the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Well, we could make a pallet.
And bring a forklift.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine.
Catherine, you could do an
easy listening record show with your voice.
That's beautiful.
I know. Yeah, you could do that as a sideline.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Did you say Marge? Marjorie. Hey, Marjorie. How are you?
How doing?
We're good. How about you? You doing okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. I'm calling back at your special invitation from last weekend. Because I'm calling on behalf of the Central Carolina Chrysanthemum Society.
Oh, wonderful,
today, we're having our big sale today at the NC State Farmers Market. It is rare and heirloom chrysanthemums. These aren't the little ones that you can get at the grocery store. These are the huge ones, some of them getting over 8 inches across. And we're selling them here until the supplies run out today.
Oh, that's great.
Tell us some of the interesting points of chrysanthemums. We, as I mentioned last week, we certainly see them starting probably in September at the everywhere at Campbell Road Nursery, at the farmers market, everywhere, and they're so gorgeous. We see them at the state fairgrounds out of the flower show area with that huge display. But they are unique. This is something you can grow year-round, isn't it?
Well, they only bloom in the fall.
Right.
They are the queen of fall flowers. They, in fact, like it when the temperatures start to get lower and the sunlight hours start to wane, because that's the signal to them it's time to bloom. The flowers are actually very old. These are ancient, but what we do with them in the United States and in some parts of the UK is very different. You have to make them do this, which is why they're a particularly cultivated plant. They just don't go off on their own. You can certainly do that and put them in the ground, but to get that look of the giant cultivated ball or the multicolors or this intensity, then that's what we do. We raise the rare ones, the heirlooms. They used to be in people's yards 100 years ago when everybody had the time and inclination to do things like that. But they faded because we sort of compete with screens, TV screens and iPad screens and so forth. And people have other things to do now. So they do take time, but I like to think that we like delayed gratification because it's so wonderful in the fall. You feel like a genius. In July, you feel like you're crazy. But yeah. It's a lot of fun, and if people would like to come out, we have pictures of them. We have mentors. We have great opportunities to learn, and you could even join the society if you want to.
Well, Marjorie, don't you have to stake some of those very tall ones?
You do. You definitely do. Although, I'll tell you this, My daughter-in-law has a master's in horticultural biology from state. She just puts hers in the ground and lets them rip. And then if there's a fence nearby or maybe a tomato cage she wants to put over them, something like that, then that's what she does. Just lets them go. They won't be as monstrous. They won't be the show quality that you would get at a national show, but they're beautiful. And anybody could do that. You can stick them in the ground. I keep mine in pots. It's your choice.
Nice. And you will be, I guess, under the one of the farmers' buildings where all the plants are. I guess that's building number 2 at the State Farmers.
Yes, plant. Sir. Yes, sir. We're in the back as you face the area where all the North Carolina food is. And you'll see our little yellow sign with green letters, Rare Mom sales.
Nice. Very unique. I so glad you called us, and please don't be a stranger. Call us again, whether you have an event or not. I know you're a gardener, so
yes.
And share and some of your tips, or you know, just call us and say hello. Keep reminding us about this organization. We like local organizations. The Iris Society has called us for many years, and the Raleigh Garden Club and so forth, all these events. We love local garden clubs to call us about their events. That's what
we'll
shows
do.
Here.
And in the fall, we'll have a big fall show with these, and so I'll let y'all know then.
Please do, Margie. Right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Thanks
yes,
for
ma'am.
Taking the call. Bye.
Have a nice day.
I was going to mention, we talked to Jeff a little while ago, and
yeah, about his magnolia
his
tree.
Magnolia. Yeah, and I was going to suggest, and we kind of got off the phone, I was going to suggest that he might want to call an arborist and get them to look at that tree, because sometimes they can drill, well, not sometimes, but they can drill through the trunk to make sure that something hasn't gotten into the tree. You know, we just had a maple tree cut down about...
Like a bore?
Yeah, or something. We had a maple tree cut down about 2 weeks ago, and doggone, Robbie told me ants had gotten, just big old black carpenter-type ants had gotten in that tree, and that tree was full of them. And
wow.
They had eaten they started to eat the interior of the trunk,
my.
And so you couldn't really see anything from
I haven't
outside.
Run into that, Rufus. Have you
no,
seen
I'm,
that?
No, I'm
what in the world attracted them?
I have, maybe.
I guess there was some sap or something.
Must have been. So
there may have been a bore, and then this
he might
happened.
Want to call an arborist to look at that before he cuts it and just make sure.
And look to see, there may be a bore.
Further written going on, right.
But you don't usually hear... You know, cherry trees and things like that. You know, some of the fruit trees.
Well,
you hear
something,
about, but,
something just could be, or just something could have happened to it, and it just have some decay in the, you know, up through the center of the trunk. So that would be good if he could get that checked. Hopefully, mm-hmm. He's still listening.
All good. Well, speaking of events, Mike, you know about it. NC Botanical Gardens at Chapel Hill is holding a moonlight event tonight.
Yep. Normally, I would be there, but...
Yes, beginning at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to go and feebly represent the Weekend Gardener.
Feebly?
But it's going to be... it's not too late to call. If you've never been to the NC Botanical Gardens, you're in for a real treat, because it's fantastic. It's going to be a nice, cool night, I think.
Yeah.
And... I'm looking forward to that.
Well, it is something you will love being at, Rufus, I know. And there's such nice people out there, such smart people. You'll meet a lot of people, too, Rufus, and I figured you know just about everybody in the state anyway, but so you'll probably know a lot of people out here, out there. But and they have a wonderful dinner, and... Some wonderful things that go on at North Carolina Botanical Gardens at their moonlight dinner and celebration. They always have something going on there, but this is a lot of fun. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF Serenity, Community of Serenity, and we are serene here right off of Piney Grove Road, Retreat Drive, 32 Retreat Drive, just south of Fuquay Verena.
There too.
All right, we're back on WPTF. We're at Serenity Community of Serenity. There are several developments out here in this beautiful area, just south of Fuquay Arena, just across the Harnett County line. And we have had such a nice time out here. Everybody's so welcoming. It's so nice. Everything's put together well. All the houses look nice. Phil was talking about the landscaping and the development itself is so clean. Everything's so clean out here. Plus, you've got the fact that we're just into Harnett County, a beautiful county anyway, and Serenity. I don't know who named this place, but it was a perfect name.
Right. You know, what I like about it is they've got your shrubs and trees in, and now basically it looks like it would be really easy to keep it weeded and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe just put a couple of container gardens out for some color.
Right.
And it would really really make it look good.
Yeah. And they have Bermuda grass, so
right.
So it'll, you know, it's not going away. You won't have any trouble with the Bermuda, perfect yep. area for this.
Started to say, I don't know if they allow hanging baskets, and then I looked right down the street there,
yeah.
and there they are.
That's right.
So hanging baskets and container gardens on the front of the house. I mean, just it's beautiful.
So we have Lena, I believe, on the line with us. Lena, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I live in an over 55 community. My husband and I, we downsized 5 years ago. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm telling you, it's an adjustment, but we love it.
I yes. bet you do. And, you know, this is kind of Altus area, that's the 55 plus group. That is at in one section here. This is a fast area, but it's a nice mix. I mean, there are kids, there are young people, and they're you know, the 55 plus, and that's just a great mix. And this is they'll have their own clubhouse there, but this big barn here that they have constructed with the huge Olympic pool is something to behold.
Well, I haven't seen that, but I just want to tell you, I highly, highly recommend consideration. So thank you for taking my call. I need some help, guys, okay? I live in the Wake Forest area, and our developer stripped the construction of all topsoil. So 3 years ago, we had some major construction and built a gorgeous courtyard, okay? Put in drainage, everything, so drainage is not an issue. We brought in about 3 feet deep of 50-50 soil, okay? Mm-hmm. And so my garden, which is primarily perennials, eventually I hope it all to be, but I fill in with some annuals, is about 3 feet deep, and I have an area that had thriving snapdragons in it, and I planted a hollyhock this year in deeper in the garden for height, mm-hmm. and it developed rust.
Right.
Okay. I sprayed it with a general spray spermicide because the concentrated was more than I could ever use in a lifetime. So I just drenched it, cut off all the leaves I could that were already infested with the rust, and I sprayed the snapdragons as well. The snapdragons did not, and I cut them, you know, the tops of them off. It killed all the snapdragons. So, and the snapdragons had just volunteered beautifully, et cetera. Yesterday, I said, they're gone. I pulled them all up. They're all gone. Now I have this large area of dirt. I want to be able, I've bought some daisies, zinnias, and verbena.
We got about a minute.
It. I just want to know, is it in the soil? What can I do?
What do you think, Phil, in a minute?
I think the only thing you can do is try it. I think that probably whatever you sprayed on the snaps, the same stuff you sprayed on the hollyhocks. Hollyhocks, we do not grow because of that reason. And so snaps probably just were so tender they could not take that spray. I think it was in the plant. I would go ahead and try to plant some things, and I think you'll be fine.
Lena, hold on a second. We can cover this a little bit more if you don't mind waiting after
the
news.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll talk a little more about this.
Thank you.
We're at Serenity Community of Serenity. Where the address is 32 Retreat Drive. We're right off Piney Grove Rawls Road, which is just off 401 and just south of Fuquay Arena. A lovely place. Hope you come out. We'll be back with more on The Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back at Serenity Community of Serenity, and Dawn is with us, and she named this place. I was talking on and off the air. I said, whoever did this is brilliant, because it is very serene out here. Dawn, welcome to The Weekend Gardener.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for being out here at Serenity with us today.
Oh, we love it. It's so beautiful.
We are so proud of this community. We have currently about 260 homeowners living here, and we'll have about 1,250 when we're built out.
Right. And it's not all 55 plus.
We have a mix of everything.
Yeah, nice.
And the community, it's one of those communities that is very social.
Yeah.
Our social committee got started very early here. Usually in master plan communities, you see that coming on a little bit later, but the men have created a cigar and bourbon night that they have.
Oh, well, Rufus, you have that at your office, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have everything from Bible study to book club to karaoke night, game night.
Rufus, you could do the karaoke night, too. Mm-hmm. Rufus is eating a ding dong. I don't want to
get burdens on me.
It looked like a chocolate Twinkie you were eating, Rufus. I don't know. It looked good.
Chocolate cream filled.
A chocolate cream filled donut from.
Just wonderful.
Well, Rufus is waiting for our drink stand to go up. We're giving a complimentary lavender lemon spritzer today. Piney Grove Storage, just down the road from us, is sponsoring that today for us.
If you got a mini bottle of vodka, Rufus, you could pour that right in. So Dawn, what was the concept of these developments? I know you have a mix of developers, but what was the concept behind this?
So we, as Greenfield Communities, were the developer. We always look at our piece of land and we put together a vision for that. We look at where it's located, the history of the land, and we realized that when we first started this, we did our groundbreaking back in 2019, so it was a while ago.
Wow.
And we just embraced the fact that we were in a rural area, and so we went with that farm theme. And we just love our barnyard amenity complex where we're sitting right now. The inside is Serenity Hall. We call our pool the swimming hole.
Well, it's a huge swimming hole.
Yeah, it is.
More like a lake.
Country dog park. And right across from us, the Serenity Retreat butterfly garden with beautiful butterfly houses in there. It's just a great community.
And you have sidewalks. The most expensive and one of the oldest sections of Raleigh doesn't have sidewalks. I've never understood that, but
no.
Sidewalks are important.
That, and we have, by the time that we're built out, we'll have almost 5 miles of nature trails. And Hector Creek, that is a tributary that actually flows into way, way down the road, Cape Fear River, but that goes, Hector Creek runs through our community, and there's parts of it along the nature trail, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Good.
relaxing. Yeah.
This is pretty country. Harnett County's
it is
pretty, and but you are so close to Fuquay Varina, and so close to Raleigh. Really?
Yes. So we're in Harnett County, but we have a Fuquay Varina address.
Right.
So homeowners have the benefit of lower taxes with Harnett County.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of activities coming up today. I know as would be expected. Can you give us a rundown of a few of them?
Absolutely. You'll start at Serenity Hall, and you'll pick up a garden tote bag, and it has clues in the pockets. It's a scavenger hunt, and you
or snipe hunt, as we say down here.
You go to the different builder models to get your garden tool to fill your garden tool bag, and then we'll have food trucks out here. We have empanadas. We have barbecue, ice cream. The first 100 people to get their garden tote bag will get a free ice cream, compliments of David Weekly Homes. Dree's Homes has margaritas in the mud. They'll be in their new section, showing where the new homes will be going. They'll be letting visitors view those lots. And then we have an amazing band that actually just got a record deal. It's called To Die For.
Oh, wow.
And so they'll be playing for us
today.
And then we have workshops going all through the event, DIY workshops. They're free. And we have how to do landscaping, how to care for your lawn, fresh flower arranging. And so we're just really excited.
You've thought of everything.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
We just love, we do a spring event and a fall event. So we do during Parade of Homes, we'll do a fall festival with hay rides and everything else. So.
Nice, nice.
That's great.
Well, it's 32 Retreat Drive. That's where this big, beautiful barn is located. But we're right off Piney Grove Rolls Road, which is just off of 401. And we're just into Harnett County, just south of Fuquay Varina. Dawn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to segue into another place where they are very creative is the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. And we'll be back and talk to Monica coming up here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener at Serenity Community of Serenity. WPTF's Weekend Gardener at Serenity Community of Serenity, just off of 401 South. We're just across the Harnett County line, just outside of Fuquay Varina, actually, not far from Fuquay, just off of Piney Grove Rawls Road. And the address for the barn where we are right now is 32 Retreat Drive. Lena, we didn't forget you. You were having trouble with snapdragons and
Lena.
Phil, what do you want to? Else do you want to tell?
Yeah, are you still there?
I'm here. I wanted to tell you. I don't want to take up Monica time, but I just wanted to share with your listeners the website for your where you are at Serenity is fabulous. And there,
yeah.
and there's a website specifically for the events today. So I got a little dose of Serenity when I was.
Good for you. Well, come on out or move out here.
So
okay,
take your snapdragons with you.
So Lena,
yeah, thank you for my help with this rust. The hollyhock seems to be okay.
Okay, I think the hollyhock for now will be okay. But just remember, if something doesn't have a problem, if the snaps were looking really good, they typically don't get that type of disease. So don't just spray everything. Just spray the problem, and then the snaps were probably just, like I said before, too tender.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that spray.
Well, there was obviously something going on, but it looked like black spots rather than those yellow spores on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought since it was a general spermicide, I would, whatever it was, it could have been, it looked like almost like an egg or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, it could have been a few little aphids on there or something. With the warm weather we've had, I wouldn't be at all surprised. but okay. The bluebirds and things usually take care of those for you.
Yeah.
You've been such a help.
Lena, don't worry so much. Just don't worry so much.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your plants in. You'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Well, God bless you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Miss Monica, you aren't busy at all this morning, are you?
I'm just doing this and that, as always. How are you guys?
This and that. The manager of the State Farmers Market is just doing this and that, I'll bet. You're doing everything out there. So, nice morning. Did y'all get any rain at the market?
There has been a few showers passing through, but nothing major. We've had it this week, though. I tell you, it's been a lot of rain all week. But hopefully we're going to skip all that today. It's a little bit overcast, but a nice morning to come out and enjoy the bountiful harvest that's coming in right now. We've got a lot of great things coming in for the spring, and all of our farmers have been working hard and trying to do all they can to get around the weather, but sometimes they just have to roll with it.
Well, there is so much to choose from to see and do out there and to eat. And you're getting more and more vegetables. And tell us about the vegetables and fruits that you have this morning.
We are. We still have strawberries. Of course, this rain has taken a little bit of a toll on them this week. So maybe not quite as plentiful as we have seen them, but definitely do still have strawberries. We've seen peaches coming in. They're just getting started. A few blueberries as well. And we're starting to see, a few other things popping in. Of course, we still have greenhouse-grown tomatoes and cucumbers. There's lettuces, there's kale, there's onions.
You say broccoli, kale?
Yes. She works that in just for you or despite you.
Oh, kale.
And spinach. Spinach is another one of those leafy greens that we have, as well as collards and so some beautiful onions coming in right now, as well as cauliflower and broccoli. And it's not just the regular white cauliflower, as is everything. We have lots of different varieties. There's some of the purple and even the orange cauliflower.
Oh, wow.
Really deep. Makes a beautiful vegetable fresh.
Monica.
All kinds of tomatoes. Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. I know it's way too early for tomatoes and things like that.
Oh, here comes the standard tomato question. Everybody wants to know.
No, it's not.
Everybody wants some, Phil.
No, I know it's too early for that. But I was just going to ask you if you are getting any kind of crops out of the mountains now, like cabbage or anything like that coming in from up there. Do you know yet?
I'm trying to think if there's anything in particular. I just know the farmers have had a bad time
yes, and don't have much places to plant anything. Yeah.
Well, you got the apples from the Taylorsville area.
Yes. We do still have apples coming in.
I was there yesterday and got a big bag full of apples.
Yes.
Would you make the rounds, Rufus?
Yes.
Now, Rufus, yes. Rufus got a bite of some pecan pound cake.
Our friend Judy, I went by there, Monica, and I thanked her for a little pound cake she gave me, and she said, well, try this one. It's pecan pound cake.
Pound cake. I know it does. As Festus Hagen would say, that's larrapin.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long before butter beans come out, girl?
Usually maybe about the middle of June. You know, things are running a little bit ahead of season this year, or ahead of time with this early spring that we seem to have. And so maybe mid-June-ish, we'll keep you posted.
Oh, please do.
And then we get the peas. We're seeing garden peas right now. That's always the preliminary.
Well, I have tried over the years to warm up to garden peas. I know people love them. I should love them, but the Nashville Elementary turned me against garden peas back in the 50s and 60s.
Well, that was that number 10 can.
That big old can of peas just didn't sit well. And so I've had to warm up to them. But they are a great addition, you know, the snow peas and everything as we get on into the year and now the garden peas. And, yeah, it's all good for you too, isn't it, Monica?
Oh, it's delicious stuff, yes. And, you know, I didn't mention asparagus, but we do still have some of that coming in as well.
Oh, good.
Sweet potatoes, of course, year-round, and so many other things, you know, popping in cucumbers coming in. And Phil was asking about, you know, we started talking about tomatoes, and the greenhouse tomatoes are in right now, and there's several varieties of those. They're doing a lot of heirloom tomatoes now in the greenhouse. I had got some delicious little cherry and grape tomatoes the other day.
We just lost. Did we just lose Monica?
Yes.
All right, we'll just call her back right quick, and we'll talk to her. And I'll do this commercial, this wonderful thing called I Must Garden. And we'll talk about that, and then we'll talk to, I don't know what happened to Miss Monica. Spring is when moles and voles become most active, because they're kind of active year-round. If you're not careful, they'll quickly turn your beautiful lawn and garden into a mess. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Stop them now with I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent. You can see it in a big orange bag. You can find that easily. You've seen moles and what they can do with the raised tunnels, ugly dirt mounds and holes that you can trip up in your landscaping, although they do aerate. Let's face it, the voles are even worse. They just eat to the heart's content, the roots and bark and bulbs, all these expensive plants, and leaving your favorite plants damaged or dead. What's a gardener to do? Well, Triangle can trust, and just about everybody else, I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent, a powerful all-natural formula that gets results without using harmful chemicals. Made with a unique blend of botanical oils and natural ingredients, it works by coating the food and sources of the moles and voles that they rely on, encouraging them to move on without leaving behind a toxic residue or harming your plants, pets, or the environment. You'll find I Must Garden repellents at the Independent Garden Center and hardware stores throughout the Triangle, including Campbell Road Nursery, Town and Country Hardware Stores, plus many other trusted locals. So this spring, protect your yard and garden Safeway. Choose local, choose trusted, and choose I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. I didn't know if you'd been kidnapped, Monica, but we lost you there for a minute.
I
didn't know if I'd said something to make you mad.
No, I'm back. I was just talking away, and all of a sudden I was like, well, I don't think they're there anymore.
Well, I don't know. The last thing I remember was asparagus. Did we get past that?
I don't know. I did start talking about tomatoes and the heirloom varieties and the cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
You hear all that.
We did.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, at any rate, move on to the next thing. You have plenty of plants there. Certainly.
Oh, we do. We certainly do. So many plants and flowers. And before I get past it, I want to throw out there that we are having an heirloom chrysanthemum sale today. The Chrysanthemum Society is here with various different varieties of specialty chrysanthemums or mums, various different, like the pom-pom ones, all different varieties. And they're absolutely beautiful. And they're selling those plants today. And they have a wonderful society where they do some flower shows later in the year and that sort of thing. And so stop by and see them. They're down in our plant area. They're there through 4 o'clock today or until they sell out. And, of course, all other plants and flowers are available. Hanging baskets, there's shrubbery, there's herbs. We have some water plants. We have all kinds of different fruit trees is another popular thing that folks have been looking recently, or fruit trees. There's bedding plants. We still have a great assortment of vegetable plants. And just really anything you can think of, I believe, we have got it. If you love plants and you love the garden, I would say we're a good place to come and find a great assortment down to our farmers area. And we also have the wonderful addition of Logan's Garden Center now, or Logan's right. Garden Shop. And so they have even more plants and flowers and all the things you might need to go along with planting, all of your potting mixes and mulches. They have pine straw. They also have a lot of different garden supplies, whether you might need some chemicals or you might need garden seeds. They have all of that there, as well as so many other great things.
Well, you got some food out there. You might, if you're lucky, find that pecan pound cake. But otherwise, you can go to the farmer's market restaurant, or the seafood restaurant, or the market grill.
Most definitely. You know, and I know there's still a lot of celebrations going on with graduations and just the end of school and so many other things where we have different folks coming into town. So it's a great place to bring the family out, enjoy a meal, maybe over at the State Farmers Market restaurant where you can enjoy country-style cooking, or Calabash-style seafood at our NC Seafood restaurant, or just stop by the grill and grab a hot dog, hamburger, chicken sandwich.
What kind of hot dog?
A Rufus dog.
One of those Rufus, yes, one of those Rufus dogs, of course. Nothing better.
Mark, I have to tell you that I had a hankering last week for something potato, so I went by the market, and I made some potatoes au gratin.
Now, we ought to get you a little stand over there, Rufus.
I cut them up, scalloped them up. I put a lot of good stuff in there, and they were delicious.
Miss Monica, everybody should go to the farmer's market. And I saw your boss at a catfish fry the other day. He speaks highly of you.
All right.
Don't you hang up on me again. Don't you hang up on me again.
I'll try not to. I tell you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.